So there's this thing happening, right? And no, it's not another wellness festival where you sit in a field drinking beetroot tea out of a jam jar. This one's actually gas. It's the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, back in the Ivy Gardens from July 24th to 27th.
It's basically 4 days of comedians giving their best stuff in Dublin's most fancy park. You've got Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Bourne, Emma Doran, and the young hot guys. But not us, because we're on Line Comedians. And a load of other class acts. And there's always some lad in his shorts getting roasted for bringing his ma. Happens every year. Nothing wrong with it though. Bring your ma if you want.
But the festival's not just the shows. This year they've got Paddy's Patio, which sounds like a fake pub in a sitcom, but it's real. With games, prizes, bars, food, stalls, deadly atmosphere, the whole shebang.
And apparently they're promising full-blown Irish sunshine. Yeah, yeah, right. Probably like a bit of luck anyway.
So yeah, grab your mates, your waterproofs and your appetite for slagging. ppcomedyfestival.com is where the tickets are. They're going fast, so get them.
Over 18s only. Gamblingcare.ie. Please gamble responsibly. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another bonus episode of
You fucked that up, didn't you?
Hello, everybody. This is your captain speaking.
Like a golfer slicing a tee shot.
She's going through puberty. It's nice.
Do you remember when your voice force broke?
I feel like I'm still.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where it happens at home. Sake.
Got a nice comment from someone in the comments. This is the last bonus episode.
Uh-huh.
They're appreciating. I dropped a Simpsons reference and it just totally flew over your head.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
How would I know them?
What was the reference? I feel like I glanced.
It was about well fitting trousers.
Oh, okay.
As what?
About well fitting trousers.
Okay. Will we just get on with the show? Or do you want to talk about The Simpsons more?
Darren's going to burst you, man.
Yeah.
One of these days, he's going to lift this table.
Do I need to do another intro?
No, carry on. Your last one was so good. How could you top that?
I think I could.
Go on.
Hello, welcome to another bonus episode of Style. This is your captain speaking, Captain Darren, and my co-pilot today for our flight to New York is Joseph McGuckin. Please be wary of the exits, and in case of an emergency, there is a mask on top of your head.
I don't want to be the co-pilot. I want to be the woman that goes up and down saying drinks, okay. drinks. What are they called? Air hostesses.
You can be that if you want.
I
want
to be
that. I think it's flight attendant now, is it? I think it's been air hostess for
Busted.
Quite some time.
Do you not remember that Busted song? Air hostess. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I don't remember it now.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Owen listening to Busted.
He didn't have a choice back then, did you?
It's just
Busted and McFly, you couldn't move. They were everywhere.
You would have been in your late 20s then, no?
No, I don't think so.
15?
I don't. When was Busted out?
He would have been about 16, 17.
No, he wouldn't have. He would have been about
39.
Yeah. No, I'd say about early 20s.
Like probably, yeah.
19, 20, 21, in and around then.
Yeah.
Listening to Busted. Jesus, any questions here before we fucking lose the run of ourselves?
Yeah, from Daniel.
Daniel's son.
Big D.
A good philosophical one to start you off.
Fucking yes.
Are we happier now as a society than past generations? Why or why not?
I don't think so.
Are we happier now as a generation?
Mm.
Irish people or society as a whole?
I feel like the 90s was just happier.
Daniel just says we.
Is it because we were kids in the 90s that was more happier? Or, like, I remember, like, me ma always being happy in the 90s. Me granny. Loads of holidays. Loads of, all of that.
We think we're unhappier, generally speaking.
Social media made us all unhappy.
Sure. But I feel like we need I know we're going through a war, but I feel like after World War II, and all the soldiers came home, there was just joy and jubilation, like, we're going to just power ahead as a society. Everyone in the world will unite and will be good. I feel like we have nothing to overcome anymore.
AI.
That's grand.
It's not.
AI is good.
It is good.
AI is not good. Control yourself.
It has its advantages.
But
it's also not good at the same time, isn't it? I love it.
I think we're overdosed with information as well.
I'd agree.
And all of the information is negative. What works on social media and what works online, what evokes the most clicks, what evokes the most emotion, which creates the most clicks, which creates all the advertising revenue for these websites and these news sites, is anger. And if you post something, like, we all don't like Conor McGregor, but if somebody posts an article about Conor McGregor, they know people are fucking clicking that shit. And they're making money off it. They want you to be angry, and they're succeeding. People are angry because of it, and they love bad news. Nobody cares if you say something positive. That's not newsworthy. Only negative shit is newsworthty.
The hottest day ever recorded in Dublin. Temperatures rise to fucking blah blah blah. Like, no one's clicking that.
So there's this thing happening, right? And no, it's not another wellness festival where you sit in a field drinking beetroot tea out of a jam jar. This one's actually gas. It's the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, back in the Ivy Gardens from July 24th to 27th.
It's basically 4 days of comedians giving their best stuff in Dublin's most fancy park. You've got Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Bourne, Emma Doran, and the young hot guys. But not us, because we're on Lion Comedians. And a load of other class acts. And there's always some lad in his shorts getting roasted for bringing his ma. Happens every year. Nothing wrong with it though. Bring your ma if you want.
But the festival's not just the shows. This year they've got Paddy's Patio, which sounds like a fake pub in a sitcom, but it's real, with games, prizes, bars, food, stalls, deadly atmosphere, the whole shebang.
And apparently they're promising full-blown Irish sunshine. Yeah, right. Probably, like, bit of luck anyway.
So yeah, grab your mates, your waterproofs and your appetite for slagging. ppcomedyfestival.com is where the tickets are. They're going fast, so get them.
Over 18s only. Gamblingcare.ie. Please gamble responsibly.
I'm going to look at the front page of the Irish Independent, okay? Can I say the Irish Independent?
You just did.
Okay.
Well, you can, because you're just going to read an article.
Yep.
Okay. Not like I'm saying that they're fucking up down.
So the first thing on the front page is relief from a broken community as killer pleads guilty. Like, that's it's kind of positive, but it's a negative subject matter.
Hasn't news always been negative though?
Yeah, but what
top line, like,
we're overdosed by it. Like, yeah. You go on your phone. It used to be just
TV.
You'd get your news at 6 o'clock.
Newspaper.
6 o'clock in the evening, you'd get your news for an hour. Is the 6-1 news an hour or 30 minutes?
An hour, I think, isn't it? Is it? No.
No, it's half an hour.
Half an hour.
35 minutes, I think.
That's maybe including ads.
Yeah.
So you get, that's how we used to get our news. 30 minutes, little taster of what's going on in the world.
I can't switch off from it. Like, my natural instinct is to take out my phone and just scroll. Like, there should be a news station where it's just all positivity.
Positive news?
Or an app on your phone where it only shows you positive shit.
I'd say there is.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say there is.
I'd say it's just like muting certain stuff though.
I'm on a subreddit and it's called That Made Me Smile, and it's lovely and it makes you happy. But you know, you're not going to fucking get that.
But you like looking for the bad. It's not like you like doing it, but it just, for some reason, I just gravitate towards negativity. Like,
We need it. We need negativity.
Well, there are, I don't know if it's absolutely confirmed, but there are theories that, like, we're not supposed to be happy, really.
Because why is that?
Because happiness won't help you survive or reproduce. So it's not important. Your brain isn't really that concerned with being happy. Your brain's concerned with you spotting danger and getting your way through problems and finding food. And
well, I have a theory that there's no such thing as happiness.
that doesn't surprise me in the least.
Genuinely, I have a theory.
I've been happy before.
I know. Like, I think everyone thinks that they've been happy. But I think the happiest moment of my life was a moment of relief I don't think anyone feels happiness. I think they feel relief. And I think what we want in life is contentment. But that's not happiness. That's just like placidity. It's a steady stream of emotions. But there's no happiness. There's no emotion that's happy. There's
it's
relief.
A happiness is a temporary exception to the rule, is that what you're...
I think it's a word to describe.
But can people find, if you're content in life, you'll see that as happy? Like, you don't have to be going off doing the most wonderful thing every day, but I feel like, yeah, I've got a nice little setup here.
I think that's what we're all after, ultimately.
Yeah, I have a nice family and home, and I enjoy what I do for a living.
I'd say
I'm not in any imminent danger. You probably look at that and go,
well, you never know.
Oh, it's not bad now.
No, okay, so if you won the lotto and you had your nice family and your nice home and you retired, but you didn't have a purpose, you would become depressed. We need adversity. We need to be overcoming shit all the time. That's why we need negativity. That's what drives us. If you're angry, you're driven. And if you're going through a hard time and you overcome it, then you think you feel happy, but really what you're feeling is relief that you overcame that.
Do you feel like when you're angry, you perform better? Ethically, like kind of like if you're annoyed at something, do you think that like with me, if I'm annoyed and something is really triggering me in my life, it drives me to like me goals more?
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that?
Yeah, I think it'd be emotionally charged.
Yeah. It's like sets a fire under you or something like where you're just like, let's go.
That's what you need. That's what you need, I think, to drive you forward. Or like if you see somebody that has something that you want and you're like, I fucking want that. And then you kind of...
Like a phone.
Yeah. A phone?
A new phone.
Oh, I want that fucking phone.
Give me that.
So I don't think there's such thing as happiness. I think there's just relief from adversity.
Is there another question there?
Yes. John wants to know, if you could steal one ability, characteristic or talent from the other person, what would it be?
Between us?
What would you steal from him?
Ability.
Yeah. That's not ability, characteristic, or talent.
His putting his how do I even say it? Like is like a drive, your work ethic.
Oh, this is going to turn into you to a compliment.
What did you want?
No. I'll find another question.
I'll take it though.
Now I feel like a tick. Actually, no, I don't fucking I don't know, his hair or something.
You've got nicer hair than him.
I wanted to give him positivity because I really wanted something nice to be said about me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I don't have nicer hair than him. He is fucking John Travolta here.
No, my hair is pretty annoying.
They're both looking at themselves in the cameras here now, making faces, pouting. James from Georgia was on. He wants to know if we ever heard of a sport called tech ball.
I didn't.
No.
So it's like football and table tennis.
Oh,
I've seen it. It's on off the ground though, yeah?
Yeah, so it's table tennis, but you
with the
don't have a paddle and you're
volleying it. Yep. It hits the ground once. I've seen it.
I like it.
It's good.
And James's question to you is,
would you ever play it? Yes, James, I would.
Who would win?
He's wondering what sport or game would you create with the intention of getting it in the Olympics?
Oh, fuck. Good question.
Create?
Yeah.
Let's say modifying existing sports. This is table tennis modified, blended with football.
Fuck golf.
Been done.
Not in the Olympics though.
Hurling golf is out there too.
Of course it is.
Is it?
What about a big giant snooker table?
Foot snooker?
Foot snooker.
Okay.
Or foot pill. Pill. Snooker a bit like tedious. Red and yellows. That'll do me fine. Pot the black at the end. It's all with your feet. Like foot golf, but pill.
I think that's a thing. That's a thing.
I have played foot pool snooker.
I don't think so.
But like it was a kid's game. It wasn't very big.
But adult one. I don't think
the table was smaller than this room.
Oh, what about bringing the little tiny pool tables into the Olympics? No, finger pool.
Ooh.
Little plastic one.
Yeah. Sabutio.
What?
Bringing Sabutio into the Olympics.
Skeletrics.
What's Sabutio?
What?
I'm going to walk out.
Sabutio.
I'm going to walk out. What's Sabutio?
Sudoku, like.
Do you not know what Sabutio is?
Never heard of it.
For real?
For real.
I feel like crying.
Just explain it to me.
That's amazing.
What is it?
That is amazing.
If you explain it to me, I'll know what it is.
I...
Jesus Christ, do you want me to just Google it then?
It's like a little... Like it's a football pitch, but you...
It'd be sad if you hadn't played it.
Yeah.
You don't even know what it is.
Oh, the little men on the little platforms. Yeah, I know that. I didn't know the name of it though. You used to just call it fucking football fellas. Yeah, I know that. I had loads of them. I just didn't know the name of it. What's that other one called where you try and buy each other's property and there's a little man with a beard?
Monopoly?
Yeah. See, I didn't know the name of that, but I know it like.
What is there? This is probably already a thing as well. I feel like the Chinese might have done it. But you know, foosball, but life-sized. So you and 11 players, but you're all stuck on a big pole.
I think that is a game similar to like the orbs, like that football game.
Oh yeah.
I think in those sorts of venues, you'll get tied like a rope across the pitch. So you're on a pole, but you're all kind of fixed in place.
What about paintball, but with bullets? Real bullets.
But that results in death. It's
yeah. War. Okay. Some great ideas here. Brilliant. Thank you.
It didn't even give any.
No, I know.
I'm going to go with foosball, life-size people. Football on a bouncy castle.
And I'm going with foot snooker. A foot pill that results in death.
Basketball on a trampoline.
Also results in death.
Really high up. Basketball and trampoline. And you get more points for doing flips before like dunking it and stuff like that.
Or pogs.
So it's like gymnastics. Across the gymnastics with, and there's like horses. So you can jump on the horse to get up into the, but the basket net is like way up higher. I would watch that.
What about pogs? Or closest to the wall?
Closest to the wall would be good. I feel like closest to the wall should be in it.
It was in Squid Games, wasn't it?
Was, yeah. Yep.
They didn't do it with a coin though. Or did they? They think they did. I don't know. Next question.
No, that's it. So loads there for the bonus.
Okay.
Bonus.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you have any questions, send them into stall@goloudnow.com.
Wow.
See ya.
See ya on Wednesday.
Nice one.
So there's this thing happening, right? And no, it's not another wellness festival where you sit in a field drinking beetroot tea out of a jam jar. This one's actually gas. It's the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, back in the Ivy Gardens from July 24th to 27th.
It's basically 4 days of comedians giving their best stuff in Dublin's most fancy park. You've got Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Bourne, Emma Doran, and the young hot guys. But not us, because we're online comedians. And a load of other class acts. And there's always some lad in his shorts getting roasted for bringing his ma. Happens every year. Nothing wrong with it though. Bring your ma if you want.
But the festival's not just the shows. This year they've got Paddy's Patio, which sounds like a fake pub in a sitcom, but it's real. With games, prizes, bars, food, stalls, deadly atmosphere, the whole shebang.
And apparently they're promising full-blown Irish sunshine. Yeah, right. Probably like a bit of luck anyway.
So yeah, grab your mates, your waterproofs and your appetite for slagging. ppcomedyfestival.com is where the tickets are. They're going fast, so get them.
Over 18s only. Gamblingcare.ie. Please gamble responsibly.